在一起。
It's a particular privilege for me to be here in a seminary with students.
特别是在神学里面啊，跟神学生啊一起见面。
I do remember very well my years of study at Westminster Seminary.
我还记得我在啊西敏寺神学院读书的时候。
And I do want to encourage you that the fact that I was able to complete those 3 years, that you would also through hard work would persevere.
我
that they can also complete their studies.
我都能够从啊神学院毕业的，你们当然也都可以啊。
So I do encourage you to continue to work hard and to study as God is preparing you for the work and the call that He has given you.
所以你们继续努力吧，啊，来回应上帝的呼召，上帝要预备你们啊，来啊做他的工作。
And I do hope also that during this our short visit here, you would be able to learn a little bit about what God is doing among the Jewish people and in Israel.
我在这里短短的今天的停留，我也希望让你们能够了解一些有关于犹太人。
There are some bulletins that.Tells you a little bit about the work of Christian Witness to Israel.
一些小册子，一些小册子哈，啊，就是介绍我们的事工，有关于啊以色列的福音差会的工作，你们可以去看。
And in the video that we saw together just a few minutes ago, there was a short history of the land and the people of Israel.
我们刚刚所看的那个影片，就是简短的介绍啊，我们有关于以色列的土地、以色列的人民。
The song, by the way, was written by one of our colleagues, Stephen Atkinson.
是我们当中的一个同工制作的。
And I think the story, as we would see also this morning, shows the faithfulness of God to His promises and to the people of Israel, His people of old.
我们今天早上我们要谈到神啊，怎么样忠心的看顾他的百姓，以色列百姓。
Some of the difficult pictures that you saw there was pictures of the Holocaust.
啊，有一些你们所看到的图片，就是啊那个以色列啊被屠杀的啊镜头。
In which more than 6 million Jewish people were murdered.
啊，大概啊超过600万的基督徒啊被屠杀。
And despite of the long history of many nations and many countries and leaders wanting to completely destroy Israel, even today,
一直到今天还是有还是有人就是想要对以色列百姓做一些不正当的事情。
Our triune God is a faithful God.
但是我们三一的神是一个得胜的神。
And our God is also a God of revelation.
神也是万国的神。
That He reveals His will to us through His word.
他透过他的话语把他的心意启示给我们。
And also He deals with us through His covenants.
他也透过他跟我们所立的约来启示我们。
And while we look at the history and in our own life and in the life of the church today,
当我们看到回顾历史，看到我们的一生看到以色列，今天的以色列。
We can see that while we are the covenant breakers,
我们就可以看到covenant breakers.
Breakers, we don't keep the covenant.
我们都是一些毁约的人，破坏神的约的人。
Our God is the covenant keeper.
但是我们的神是一个守约的人，守约者。
And this pattern becomes clear at the very beginning.Of our scriptures.
在我们圣经一开始就让我们很清楚地看到这一点。
In the Old Testament, we see how the people of Israel were not faithful to God.
我们一开始就看到以色列百姓怎么样对神不忠。
Very quickly after God brought them out of the land of Egypt with the miraculous ways.
即使当神把他们从出埃及记从埃及里面带出来以后。
As people, we build a golden calf and we said, this is your God that has brought you out of the land of Egypt.
他们就开始建造一个金牛犊，说这就是带领你们出埃及的神。
And we can see the anger of God, and even Moses, his servant.
我们可以看到神的愤怒，甚至摩西他也很愤怒。
The same pattern also becomes clear when we come to the time of the prophets.
在这样一种悖谬的模式，在先知书里面还是一再重复的出现。
People of Israel continued in their idolatry.
以色列人继续的拜偶像。
And when the prophets brought the word and the message of God to them,
当先知把神的话、把神的信息带给他们的时候
，they didn't want to hear.
他们不想听。
And they persecuted and killed the messengers.
他们甚至把神的使者都杀掉。
But in all of this history, we can see God's faithfulness again and again.
但是即使有这么样一个这些历史，可是神的信实还是不断，还是不改变。
Even when God had to send us to exile and destroy His temple,
甚至于神要让他们被掳圣殿被毁。
Even then, He knew that they're going to be in exile for 7 years, and then they would come back again.
甚至神知道他们要被掳70年，还是最后还是带领他们回来。
And we read about the wonderful renovation that was happening during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah.
在尼希米的时代里面被掳的时代里面，我们也看到同样的情形。
And the rebuild of the temple.
后来这个圣殿又重建起来了。
But the same pattern is also seen under the new covenant.
在新约里面，我们也看到同样的这种循环。
We can look at the church during the Middle Ages.
During the
Middle Ages.
我们可以从中古世纪的那个教会里面看到这种情况。
But we can look at the church even today.
甚至到今天的教会还是这个样子。
And to see the apostasy of many churches.
看到很多的教会被盗反叛的情形。
Often we can look at some churches and realize they have become nothing more than a social club.
我们看到很多今天很多的教会已经沦落得就像一个俱乐部一样。
And yet at the same time, God faithfully is bringing His gospel to people all over the world.
可是神的信实还是不断的来更新这个教会。
And the church of, sorry.And the Church of Christ is growing daily in everywhere.
基督的教会每天每天都在成长。
So as we look at the place of Israel in the past, present, and future,
所以当我们看到以色列的过去、现在跟未来的时候
，we can say that most Christians agree that the Jewish people had an important task to play in the past.
我们可以看到那个以色列人在过去扮演了很重要的角色。
But what is often the challenge is what role Israel has, if any, in the future.
但是这个挑战是以色列的未来到底是会是怎么样子。
And this morning in our time together, I want to look at the people of Israel in the past, present, and the future.
今天早上我们一起来看看以色列的过去、现在跟未来他们所的处境。
We have said already something about the past of the people of Israel.
我们刚刚已经说到以色列过去的情况。
But one thing that is important also to remind ourselves, beside the fact that they were unfaithful to God,
但是我们要知道，除了他们过去对神不忠心这个事情以外
，is that as Paul reminded us this morning, to them we have received many of the benefits of our lives today.
我们不要忘了，我们从以色列这个民族里面得到很多很多的好处。
So our faithful God, by preserving the Jewish people,
我们信实的神就是借着保存了这个以色列这个民族。
While we read about many of those nations, both in the Old Testament and in the extra biblical history,
经过这些过程。
We see that many of them don't exist anymore.
I'm sorry, I don't get that.
We see that many of the nations in the past, they don't exist anymore.
我们看到过去有很多的国家都已经不存在了。
And yet God preserved His people, the Jewish people.
但是神还是保留了他的百姓，以色列百姓。
And he did that so that through him and through them, not only we would have the scripture, but mainly our Savior, Christ.
然后透过以色列人啊，就让我们看到啊，我们的救主耶稣基督。
Who came from the tribe of Judah?
他就是从啊犹大支派啊产生出来的。
So the past of the people of Israel.
所以以色列的过去
is about their unfaithfulness.
是讲到他们的不忠心。
About God's faithfulness.
而也是讲到上帝的信实。
And about preservation.
还有神怎么样保存了他们。
God preserving them.
神保留了他们。
Now it's interesting when we come to the present as we read this morning from Romans 9 and 11.
那我们如果谈到以色列现代，我们可以从刚刚我们所读的罗马书里面看到以色列的现状。
Paul begins with the amazing and yet very difficult words to understand or digest.
保罗他就讲到一些有关于以色列现况的事情。
And to help us realize that he's speaking the truth,
我们来帮助我们，他所说的都是真理。
Three times he repeats himself in different ways.
他在这些经文里面用三次来重复讲同样的事情。
First, he said, "I'm speaking the truth in Christ."
他说我在基督里说真话。
Then he says, "I am not lying."
他说我并没有说谎。
And then again he says, my conscience bears witness.
然后他说我的良心也为这个事情做见证。
And then he goes on to say that he would wish that he would be accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of his brothers, his kinsmen, the Israelites.
他说即使他被不管怎么样，我们这边的经文我们刚刚所念的即使被跟基督分离，为有同胞，为有骨肉之亲，自己跟基督分离，他也愿意。
Now many of us who are here are either have given and are willing to give their life for Christ or about to give their life for the sake of the mission and the gospel of Christ.
我们在座的大多数的人，如果不是完全奉献或者的话，就是想要奉献把我们的生命奉献给上帝的事工。
And I hope that.In the future, some of you would be willing to give your life also, to bring the gospel to the Jewish people.
我盼望我们在座有一天，你们愿意把你们的生命奉献给以色列人向以色列人传福音的事工。
But Paul here is telling us something amazing that I don't think any of us, certainly not me, can say it.
但是神保罗在这里告诉我们一些很奇妙、很奇特的事情你我都没有办法这么样去做的。
He says that he's willing not just to give his life in this world, but his eternity for the sake of the salvation of the Jewish people.
他说他为了以色列人百姓的得救，他不只是愿意牺牲生命，甚至永远的跟基督隔绝，他都情愿。
And I think that this is something that I don't know of any people or any person that is willing and able to say these words.
这样的一种说法，这样一种态度，我看没有其他人能够有这样的一种说法，这种态度。
And yet Paul's passion was to see the people of Israel, his kinsmen, to come to faith, and he was willing to give the most precious price for that.
保罗就是很深切的盼望以色列人能够得救，即使他牺牲自己，他也愿意。
Now here in these opening verses, Paul also reminds us
在这里保罗也提醒我们
that in terms of the new covenant and the scriptures that we have comes from the Jewish people.
他说这个新约还有这个圣经是从以色列人传给我们的。
But I think there is something more important why Paul is saying these words and writing these words.
但是更重要的是保罗他为什么说为什么写下这些话。
I think that he's trying to show to the people that read it and to us today that God is faithful.
我想保罗想要告诉我们的，就是告诉他当时候的这些听众，还有我们现在这些人，就是神是信实的。
Now we don't have the time, of course, to study the Book of Romans in the few minutes that we have together.
当我们没有时间多去讲这个罗马书。
But I'm sure that you would be studying also the Book of Romans as part of your New Testament curriculum.
我相信你们啊，多啊多多少少修过罗马书哈、啊，这个啊这个啊这本书。
Which is one of the more important theological books that we have in the New Testament.
是在新约里面哈、啊、比较有重要的啊神学啊内容的一本书。
And in one sense, we can actually take out these three chapters 9, 10, and 11.
事实上，我们可以把第九章跟第十一章独立啊拿出来独立看。
And the flow of the Book of Romans can still stay the same.
整个罗马书里面，我们都可以啊，都说同样的事情。
But apparently Paul is trying to answer a question that would obviously be risen from these things that he have said already. Paul is trying to answer a question that is based of what we had said already in the first eight chapters.
保罗在第九章到第十一章哈、啊，就是要回答第一章到第八章哈、啊，他所啊提出来的这些问题。
And that question is this.
问题是什么？
If God is so faithful to His promises,
如果神这么守约啊、守约的话。
And if God is the one who persevere us,
而且神又是来保留以色列百姓的神的话，
then how is it that the Jewish people as a nation, they rejected their Messiah?
那为什么啊，以色列人啊，甚至外邦人都拒绝这个弥赛亚呢？
Now this is a very, very basic question.
这是一个很根本的问题。
Because if God was not faithful to the people of Israel,
因为如果神对于他自己的以色列百姓不忠的话，
then what guarantee you and I have under the new covenant that he would remain faithful to us?
那他们对我们这些外邦人，他怎么可能啊对我们忠？如果他对以色列人都不忠的话，怎么可能对我们啊忠信啊信实呢？
So while these three chapters is about Israel and the future of Israel,
所以啊啊、
this question is about Israel and the future.
所以这个问题就是有关于以色列跟他们的未来。
The more important and basic question is about God's faithfulness and the hope that you and I can have because of that.
但是更重要的问题是啊，这个神他是怎么一个守卫世界的神？我们的盼望啊，到底啊在什么地方
？Now in these three chapters, Paul talks much about God's election and about His sovereignty.
在第九章到第十一章啊，保罗就谈到啊神的信实跟他的全能。
He gives the example of Jacob and Esau.
他就拿雅各跟以扫啊来做例子。
He gives the example that how before even they were born, God chose the younger one to be inheriting the promises.
他就讲到在雅各跟以扫还没有出生以前，神就拣选的那个年幼的来取代年长的。
Something that was different.From the culture and setting of the time, that the older brother or older son was the one that would be inheriting it.
一般来说是年长的啊继承这个产业。
So Paul is showing us that God is always sovereign above everything, even our cultural understanding and settings.
所以他就要让我们看到神是全能的，甚至超越我们啊对我们一些啊文化传统的理解。
And then in chapter 11, he asked the question, has God rejected his people in verse 1?
所以在九节到十一节讲到说神是不是已经弃绝了以色列百姓呢？
And of course, his answer is, may it never be or it cannot be.
当然保罗的回答是绝对不可能。
And then he goes on to explain why.
然后他就进一步的解释为什么不可能。
And in the verses that we read, beginning with verse 25,
在 chapter 9,
chapter 11, verse 25.
第十一章的第五节。第十一章 chapter 11, verse 9.
11 verse, chapter 11, verse 25. Lest、
sorry.
you be wise in your own sight.
Then, 就是恐怕你们自以为聪明。第二十五节。
He tells us that he wants us to understand this mystery.
他告诉我们，他想要我们了解这个奥秘。
The word mystery, mysterion in the Greek.
这个奥秘，这个希腊文 mysterio.
In New Testament, it is often used to show us that there is a truth that was hidden in the Old Testament.
在 在新约里面的用法是在旧约里面所隐藏的真理。
But now it has been revealed to us under the new covenant.
在新约里面已经显明出来了，显示出来了。
In fact, there is nothing that we need to know for life and for our salvation.
这个是有关于我们的生命、我们的拯救的的这个奥秘。
That has not been revealed to us.
现在已经启示给我们了。
Often, when I sit with my family and to have our family worship at night,
当我跟我的家人我们在一起崇拜的时候
，and as we read and discuss and pray,
我们一起祷告。
One of the things that I try to remind them again and again,
我一直不断提醒我自己的
，is how blessed they are to be living in this time in the history.Of the redemption of God.
就是我们在这个神的救赎计划里面，在这个时候，我们是何等的有福，神已经拯救了我们。
And I try to get them to think about Abraham and David and Moses and other prophets of the Old Testament.
我就进一步的想到，在旧约里面，亚伯拉罕、大卫这些先知们。
And to realize that comparing to them, relatively, we have a lot more knowledge.
跟他们比较起来，我们今天已经有比他们有更多的对神的认识。
And we have the full, and we can see and understand the full plan of God's salvation to Christ.
我们可以看到神的整个的这个救恩在基督里面整个救恩的的计划。
And then I remind them also that to one who has given much, much is also expected.
我会提醒那些在一起崇拜的人神多给谁就向谁多取。
So Paul is first of all telling us that he's about to help us understand a mystery.
所以保罗他在这里说他是想要让我们能够去知道这个奥秘，了解这个奥秘。
And here is the mystery that he's talking about.
那他所说的奥秘是这个样子的。
He says that a partial hardness has come upon the people of Israel.
The conscious
partial hardening has come upon Israel. The end.
就是以色列人有几分硬心的。
And he talks about the partial hardening that has come upon the people of Israel.
就是以色列人当中有几分是硬，有一些人是还是心硬的。
And then he said that this partial hardening has come until the full number of Gentiles will come in.
这个以色列人的几分硬心要等到什么时候？等到外邦人的数目填满了。
To put it in different words,
用另外一种说法。
After Paul has been arguing about God's sovereignty,
在保罗讲到神的全能之后
，here he is telling us,
他在这里告诉我们
，that God in His great plan of salvation,
在神的整个大救赎的计划里面
，has allowed a partial hardening to come on the Jewish people.
他容许一些以色列人有一部分是硬心的
，so that the gospel would go out to the Gentiles.
所以福音就能够传到外邦人。
Hypothetically,
我们假设是用假设的情况
，if during the time of Christ.The Jewish people would have accepted him as their Messiah.
如果在耶稣的时代，犹太人就接受他做他们的弥赛亚的话
，most likely the gospel would have remained within the ethnical and geographical boundaries of the people of Israel.
很有可能这个福音就一直只是在犹太人这个民族里面来传扬。
And hypothetically, if that would have happened,
假设这种情况发生的话。
There is a possibility that you, my dear brothers and sisters, Gentile sisters and brothers, might not be sitting here.
我们这些外邦人的弟兄姊妹们就不可能坐在这里。
But as it was, God brought the hardening so that the gospel would go out to the Gentiles.
但是在神的计划里面，让以色列人一些硬心的，所以外邦人福音就可以传到外邦人。
And this is the mystery that Paul is talking about.
这个就是保罗所说的奥秘。
How the Gentiles have been grafted in the natural tree.
让我们看到这些外邦人怎么样被接到这个本枝上面。
And Paul even uses his own example to show us that God has not rejected his people.
保罗他正用自己的榜样来说到神并没有弃绝他自己的百姓。
And I also stand here before you as a Jewish and as an Israelite that God has brought salvation upon me, upon many people.
我在这里也可以做这个见证，神的恩典也是临到啊，我这个犹太人，临到很多的人。
So I'm also a proof of God's faithfulness and the fact that He has not rejected His own people.
所以我们可以看到，神就是这么一个信实的一位神。保罗啊，这些见证啊，都是神啊没有弃绝他百姓的一个证据。
And I'm glad to report to you that God is doing great and amazing things among the Jewish people and also in Israel and other parts.
我很希望能够跟你们报告神在以色列百姓在全世界以色列百姓当中怎么样做这种恩典拯救的工作。
Last year in Israel, CWI in Israel, we conducted two evangelistic campaigns.
去年我们在以色列有举办了两场的福音聚会。
One in Russian language and the other in the Hebrew language.
一个是 in English and the other in Hebrew.
Russian and Hebrew.
一个是用俄文俄国语的聚会，一个是希伯来语的聚会。
And in the first campaign, 1,500 people asked for the book that we published and also the New Testament.
在第一个聚会里面，有15,000个人来向我们要我们所出版的出版品跟圣经。
And in October, 501 people asked for the book and the New Testament.
在十月份的聚会里面，也有很多很多人就是来跟我们要圣经。
Now that doesn't mean that 501 people were converted. It doesn't mean that.All those people who received were converted.
并不表示这很多很多人都成为基督徒。
But it does mean that there is an opening among the Jewish people.
但是我们可以看到，在犹太人的心已经被打开了。
Now, 5 years ago, we couldn't do such a campaign with ads on the buses and newspaper and internet.
在五年前，我们根本没有办法做这样的福音聚会在报纸上在公共媒体里面做这种广告，不可能的事情。
And most of the responses that would have received would have been very, very harsh.
我们通常这些赞助我们的团体，我们很难去找到，或者是会很多的困难。
We had cases that our evangelists in Israel often have been spitten and beaten.
经常我们的这些传福音的这些人会被逼迫挨打。
But we are seeing a new openness that wasn't in the past coming.
但是我们看到在过去没有看到的这种神为我们开的门。
And this brings me to the last point, the future of the people of Israel as Paul talks about.
我们就是看到这个福音就是以色列人未来的盼望。
Paul first of all reminds us that God's gifts and callings are irrevocable in verse 29 of chapter 11.
我们就可以看到神的在29节里面讲到神的恩赐和显召是没有后悔的。
And because of this, and because of the mystery that he talked about, he can say that one day all Israel shall be saved.
所以保罗因着看到这样的奥秘他可以说有一天以色列全家都要得救。
Now we don't know exactly what that all means.
不能够很确定说这个全家要怎么样来理解。
Particularly the word pass in the New Testament is often used in different ways.
特别是讲到这个全以色列全家在新约里面有不同的用法。
And we certainly don't know when it would happen.
我们也不能够肯定到底这个事情什么时候会发生。
But because God is faithful,
但是因为神是信实的
we can certainly say,
我们可以肯定的说
that the day would come that the majority of the Jewish people would return to their Messiah.
就是有一天绝大多数的以色列人他们会来接受救主。
And they would fulfill the calling that God has given them to be a light to the nations.
他们会成全神在他们身上的呼召就是要成为万民之光。
I mean, can you imagine the power of the Jewish people going out to the various parts of the world?
我们也可以想象，有一天这个以色列百姓可以到世界各地去
，and preaching the gospel of Christ，
去宣讲耶稣基督的福音
，the one that in His name they have suffered so much and rejected Him。
就是传讲这个为他们受这么大的苦，受他们拒绝的这个耶稣基督救主。
And now they are embracing him and they are sending out his message to the people.
现在这个救主重新拥抱以色列百姓，然后又差派他们出去向万民做见证。
And think for a moment about Apostle Paul.
我们再想一想使徒保罗。
And the change that happened in his life.
我们看到他的生命怎么样被改变。
The persecutor of the church became the one that defended the gospel, and much of what we have in the New Testament is because of his work and testimony.
这个本来是逼迫教会的这个人，现在变成是一种维护教会、建立教会的一个人，甚至信约有大多数的书信都是他写的。
So please pray that the Lord would raise many more people like Apostle Paul.
所以请你们祷告让有更多人能够像保罗一样被神兴起。
And I can imagine that as Paul is sitting and dictating these verses,
我们可以想象当保罗在写写这些经文的时候。
And as he's talking about this great plan of salvation of God that was in the past was a mystery but now has been revealed.
当他在谈到这个救恩的伟大的计划过去是隐藏现在被显明出来的时候。
He cannot by end in the last three verses a doxology of our God.
他到最后就不禁不发出对神的一种称颂赞美。
And beginning with verse 33, he says, "O the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgment, and how inscrutable His ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been His counselor?" Or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and to him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen.
神在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他。愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
May he encourage us to know that our God is a faithful God.
这让我们得到很大的鼓励，就是我们的神是一个有全能的神。
Thank you.
谢谢各位。
我们这个时间请各位起立，我们请院长就祷。
依靠上帝的人好像锡安山，永不动摇。众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，上帝也照样围绕他的百姓。从今此直到永远，平安归给他的百姓。阿门。请坐。